From Williamsport to Portland, Oregon, and now in San Francisco, Michelle Raymond's journey as an artist has taken her on a search for the sublime in common occurrences. Raymond's work examines a particular socioeconomic demographic, the slacker or hipster culture. Raymond sees herself and her fellow 30-somethings as a generation that is adrift, while steadfastly searching for something that prior generations cannot help them to find. In her pieces, the lifestyle of this group emphasizes lounging, partying, and other inexpensive, perhaps ironic, pastimes. Michelle Raymond's current exhibit, The Sky Is Not the Limit, is being shown now at the gallery at Penn College, situated on the third floor of the Madigan Library in Williamsport. Michelle stopped into the WVIA Williamsport studio recently to talk about her work.
I'm from Williamsport. I grew up in Loyal Sock, and I graduated from Loyal Sock High School in 2000. And then I went on to Penn State University main campus. I was there for 5 years, and I graduated from Penn State in 2005. When I was younger, I really loved art. I grew up making art with my grandmother and really wanted to pursue art as a career path.
It's a big leap from enjoying art at high school to becoming a full-time artist.
I mean, I think for me, it was always kind of just ingrained into me. It was something that I've always wanted to do. I think when I was really young, I wanted to be an architect. My parents kind of swayed me that way because it was kind of a little bit more practical. But I told my dad, no, I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to do this. And he was like, okay. But yeah, there's definitely been a lot of things to overcome and a lot of struggles. But yeah, it's been great. I've just kept going, and despite problems and ups and downs, it's turned out great.
What mediums do you work in?
All across the board, really. Lately, it's been oils, mostly. And I haven't worked in oils since undergrad, pretty much. So it's been about 12 years, 13 years. But I love it. I've been getting back into that in the last 6 months. Before that, I was doing watercolors for about, I'd say, 3 or 4 years. And in graduate school, I was working with colored pencils. I've done pretty much everything. I lived in Portland, Oregon for 5 years before moving to San Francisco. And when I was there, I was doing marker drawings, illustrations, acrylic work. It's just kind of spanned the breadth of paintings.
What do you like to illustrate in your art?
Inspiration comes from all directions. First and foremost, it comes from my personal experiences. I take a lot of photographs of my friends, of my family, of myself, and I use those as references. Beyond that, Nicole Eisenman is one of my favorite painters. Arl Schmidt is an incredible colored pencil artist, and Josephine Taylor as well, amazing. Nicole Eisenman, I got to meet her graduate school, and she's just a fantastic, lovely person on top of being a world-famous artist, so you can't get better than that. And Storm Tharp is one of my favorite artists from Portland. I've been in the Whitney Biennial, and yeah, they're all doing great things, especially with color, composition, and a lot of them are drawing. So drawing in conjunction with painting. I think I've always been drawn to the figure. I would say that the figure was a huge part of my subject matter in undergrad. And then later on, when I moved to Portland, things got a little bit more abstract, and I was drawing more landscapes and still lifes and getting even more abstract sometimes where there was no particular representational subject at all. Since then, I've kind of gone back to the figure. And I would say that's happened since about 2009. Right before graduate school. And then when I went to graduate school, one of my mentors, Brett Reichman, one of the most incredible figurative painters I've ever met, highly, highly realistic figurative work. I worked with him, and that's always been, yeah, with me and stuck with me. And yeah, and the figure, you can do so much with it, you know, metaphorically, and we're all connected to the figure because we're all figures.
Why the figure? Why not still life? Why not landscapes? What is it about the figure that intrigues you?
I think everybody's kind of intrigued by the figure to some degree. I mean, we look at each other all the time. I think I'm really interested in the psychology of humans, the sociological aspects of humans, how we interact with each other, how we interact in groups, how we are alone. A lot of my work has to do with identity, and it has to do with my personal identity, my identity in relation to the world, my identity in relation to groups of people and a particular generation that I feel associated with.
Is that your generation that you're interested in?
Yeah, definitely. It's about mannerisms. It's about how we interact. It's also about technology, I think, you know, and how our lives have changed. I'm 34. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to see the trajectory of technology in relation to the human psyche, and in particular with my age group. I mean, if you think about it, when I was born in 1982, computers were not in every household at all. They didn't really come about in every household until maybe the mid or late 90s. So I spent most of my childhood, you know, sans computer, but I saw it evolve. So there's a very particular age group, I think, that falls about 5 years ahead of me and 5 years below me that remember a very vivid time where there wasn't any computers. A lot of people refer to my age group as millennial, and the generation before that is Generation X. I don't really feel connected to either one of those because there's such a weird period in there where we didn't have technology, that we didn't rely on it to communicate. And now we are, and now I'm on my phone all the time, I'm emailing all the time, and texting all the time, and checking Facebook all the time. So I'm critiquing myself, and I'm critiquing those around me, and my generation in particular, and my particular age group. It's not that I want to not be associated with that, but I feel like my identity is related in a lot of ways to music, and what music I kind of grew up listening to, and just a lot of the experiences that were occurring in the 80s that I have memories of. But if you were born in 1990, then you don't have any of that. But I'm somehow in that same generation. And a lot changed between 1982 and 1990s. I think it's a very, very small group of people, I think, that feel kind of that way about things. I want to simultaneously embrace technology so I don't get left behind, but also push it aside and remember, you know, it's really important to go take a hike and get out into, you know, the world and experience things firsthand. So my latest body of work has been kind of based on this phenomenon. It's a very contemporary, modern phenomenon.
Tell me about your installation. Is it all paintings that you're going to have at the gallery?
Well, they're paintings and drawings. The colored pencil pieces will be there. A lot of people look at the colored pencil pieces and think they're paintings. I like that about the colored pencil is that it's a very tricky medium where if you get highly rendered enough that you can actually fool people into thinking that it's a painting. So the installation will consist of my work from the last 6 years, since about 2010, 2011. There's a body of work that is from graduate school. I went to grad school at the San Francisco Art Institute from 2010 to 2012. So I have some work from that. That's all colored pencil. After graduation, I continued working colored pencils to some degree. So I have a piece or two that came after graduation, but then I kind of wanted to move beyond. So I started to get into watercolors. So there's a body of work that's just watercolors, but they kind of meld, I think, with the colored pencils. So it's just a kind of a continuation of the colored pencil body of work.
And what have you called the exhibit?
It's called The Sky is Not the Limit. I was in Europe for the first time over the holidays, and I knew that I had this show coming up, and I had another solo show in Portland, Oregon coming up, and I needed to make new work for it, or I wanted to make new work for it. So I was kind of thinking and just keeping an eye out for phrases. I went to a lot of art museums when I was there. I went to a show in Spain, in Madrid, and I was reading one of the plaques in an exhibition called New Babylon by an artist called Constant. It was a really interesting exhibit. It was kind of about post-society, like societies that are kind of idyllic utopias. One of the plaques said, "The sky's the limit." And I thought about that phrase, "The sky's the limit." And I thought about that and I thought, man, that would be a really great title for a show. But then I was thinking, the sky's not actually the limit. It's one of those phrases that a lot of people use to say anything is possible. But what it's actually saying is that there is a limit and it's the sky. So I thought, this is not the way things are. It should be that the sky isn't the limit, that it goes on forever, that anything is possible beyond the sky even.
One of the most extraordinary things about going to an exhibit at the gallery is just the ingenious ways that the paintings have been actually installed and where they've been put and where the lighting is. It's always entrancing.
Yeah, I'm excited. So.
It's always a treat. When people step off the elevator and walk in, what do you hope people's first reaction will be?
For me, I'm really attracted to color. I think color is always what's drawn me to painting. And I think that maybe my hope would be that the color draws them in. and there's a lot of color. There's also a lot of lack of color because a lot of my pieces have stark white backgrounds. So where there is paint, it's very colorful, but where there isn't, it's just white.
So you were the kind of kid that used every single crayon in the box?
Probably, yeah. I loved coloring when I was a kid. I remember definitely carrying around buckets of crayons and brought them everywhere with me. I remember bringing them to church when I was a kid and drawing in the pews. I think I see things very vividly and very saturated in life, and I appreciate things that are very colorful and vibrant, and I think it makes the world a nicer, more beautiful, more aesthetically pleasing place to live. I look for that in the world, and I see it in a lot of different places. I personally love going hiking and camping and backpacking, so going into nature really does that for me. Meeting new people and checking out like their patterns on their clothing, I see what you're wearing and I'm like, oh, I would love to paint that, literally. I notice things, I think, a lot, and color is probably the thing that I notice the most.
And when people come in, the figures that they meet in your paintings, will they be meeting your friends? Will they be meeting strangers? Do you sit and sketch your friends, or do you spot someone in the street and say, what a fascinating human being?
Interestingly enough, I use my phone and its camera all the time. And I think about that as sketching. I take photos wherever I think that I could use a reference for a future painting. So I have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of photos that I use. And it can be walking down the street, it could be hanging out at my parents' house, or, you know, hanging out with friends, just doing normal kind of everyday things.
When you take a picture on the phone, say you see a very interesting man sitting on a stoop somewhere.
Yeah.
You take a picture of him. Do you keep him in that same context, or do you move him? Do you get inspired and say he'd look fabulous sitting on a chair? Or
I think it depends. Like, if it works with the concept that I'm, you know, kind of going towards, then yes. A lot of my work, the figures are actually sitting on sofas or chairs. And for a while, I was really working with kind of ideas related to domesticity, interior scenes, and really focusing in on the figure in relation to furniture. But lately, in the last 6 months, since starting this newest body of oil paintings, I've been getting more into the backgrounds, and because they're museums, so the architecture is very important. So sometimes I change things up from the original photographs, and sometimes I rearrange them depending on the concept.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It sounds like a fantastic exhibit.
I'm excited.
And yeah. I'm sure Williamsport's very happy to have you home.
I'm excited to be home.
Can you tell us the dates of the exhibit?
The exhibit is up through August 14th.
I'm sure you have a website.
I do.
How can people find out more about your work?
Sure. It's just michelleraymond.com.
Michelle Raymond speaking about her exhibit, The Sky Is Not the Limit, being shown now until August the 14th at the gallery at Penn College, which is situated on the third floor of the Madigan Library in Williamsport. The gallery is currently on summer hours, Sunday 1 to 4, Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays 10 to 5, Fridays 10 to 1. The gallery is closed on Saturdays and Mondays during the summer season. Michelle Raymond's exhibit, The Sky Is Not the Limit, is being shown until August the 14th at the gallery at Penn College on the third floor of the Madigan Library in Williamsport. Thank you to Michelle Raymond.
And thank you to you, Fiona Powell.